Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
The trans penis that I saw that she showed me to a real penis, Timon, I'm telling you, it looks similar, but you can tell something happened.
Maybe the butt wing to make it jump? I don't know.
I didn't see it, you don't need to ejaculate
if it can make it jump. Because if it can make it jump, it can do a little trick.
Yeah, you can do something.
Well, before you go to make sure he's not chanced, you gotta ask him, yo, wiggle ass.
Yeah, make that shit jump.
Wow. That's so crazy. And I've actually seen like a trans vagina too.
One of my trans friends inside.
When I was going to KSU, I had two trans friends that were in one of my classes, and we ended up becoming friends. And, you know, we'd talk about them and stuff because I wanted to get to know more about, like, them and their setup amongst that specific community. And I'm kind of, like, open-minded. I'm not going to shut these people down. Like, they didn't shoot me or, you know, do anything to say, like, I got to be phobic about it. And I asked a few questions and they said, honestly, like, we don't normally like show stuff like this because, you know, it's a bit disrespectful and tasteless and blah blah blah, but since you're being respectful and you're curious and da 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 da, and we went in the bathroom and I dead ass saw how it looks.
They made the man squat on the counter.
It looked real.
It looked realistic, not gonna like to tell you. Did you touch it? No, why the fuck would I do that? Come on now, that's weird.
You already went this far. That's what you're grossing out about.
I'm saying it wouldn't be weird for me.
It's like, I don't put my finger in and dangle like, oh, okay.
Come on now, that's disrespectful.
They're already spreading their legs.
They're letting you into your space. I'm not coming out from my part saying, ew, why would I touch it? I'm talking in terms of respecting them and their space. If I'm showing somebody my vagina, for example, I didn't give it authority to go shove me.
Yeah, okay, obviously, consent. Ask.
Hold on. They had a thing.
How I'm showing anybody my vagina is if I want them to do that.
They're showing me and I'm looking.
They had a thing.
Okay, Kayleen. This is important.
Okay. They had a thing.
Yes, and it had an actual hood. The only thing is it stood out. I don't want to say it looked like it was erected. You know, like when like a girl is horny and like, you know, her clit is now standing somewhat. That's what it looked like, a standing clit. Is this safe to be discussing on here out loud?
Like, Kayleen, I'm going to Japan, right? So I need to know so I don't make.
John, just Google it. Literally, just Google it.
Oh, I don't want Google to fucking get it.
The only difference between like the female vagina and like the trans woman's vagina, basically, they have to put this dilator in there every day.
Is the female vagina actually work?
To keep the hole open. So what if commitment. It's over tight,
what?
I'm guessing that would be
in there?
Like a dilator, like something to keep it open so it doesn't heal up and close up like a wound. Or get really small and it'll make sex like super painful for her. You understand? But they created a space like a vagina, like a vaginal canal, and they have to put a dilate in there and like stretch
it. They don't put it in there, it's a virgin again.
What?
Hey, the Mac Jamaica man hear that now.
And she has to do it. She told me she has to do it every day to keep it open.
Okay. So,
and then as it heals, she doesn't necessarily have to do it every day, but she'll have to do it like every month to ensure that the hole doesn't close up because that would make sex painful. It can make the surgery like mash up the surgery. You understand? In terms of like, they didn't dilate well enough, and a guy with a big ass junk decides to go up there because she wants to be frisky too. And then they can cause some tearing and boom, bam, you're back in the hospital again.
Wait. So if she lets it dilate, I mean, if she lets it close in, and then I get perfectly fitted to my dick, like, is that we can't make that happen?
I don't understand. But maybe yours, maybe...
Like a flashlight, custom flashlight.
I don't understand.
How big you think the hole be by?
No, the hole is the hole. well, it's almost like a regular cervical woman, but because of the dilator, it like stretches it.
Yeah, how long is the dilator? 5 inches, 10 inches?
Tiny holes bigger than that regular girl.
It's not, the dilator has length, but it also has width to keep it somewhat open. Is what I'm saying. Or so whole,
I'm trying to figure out how thick it is.
Okay, Jaron, you said like when you get a piercing in your ear and you take off the earring for too long, how it shrink up and you have a hard time putting that shit in. It's something like that you're probably going to get.
But, I understand the whole thing.
I wear an earring in how long, and earrings still go through my ear easy.
Yeah, that's the, you can't use that, Kayleen, because my grandmother.
No, but we.
Okay, you're right.
I get what Kayleen's saying. It'll close up if they don't dilate it.
Yeah, basically.
Like when the surgery is just done, like they have to do it every freaking day, like lube it up and put the dilator in, get it like, you know, strapped.
You're undermining the work, like, Kayleen. You're undermining the work.
So that's why trannies are sexual. Because they have to put, that's why Chinese are so hypersexual, because they have to put something inside the pom-pom every day.
You're talking about lady boys.
No, Chinese.
That's the first fucking time I've ever heard anything like that. Kayleen, you did not just say lady boy.
I don't know. I think that's what they call them. Okay, Timon, you might hit that, because I don't know if that's disrespectful or not. I just seen that on social media. That's what they called. No, lady boys, not people from Thailand. I'm sorry. Anybody listening, sorry for the disrespect. I'm just uneducated with that part.
It's okay. But, they don't need to know that. We learn as we go.
Yeah, but like, yeah.
That's the controversial shit before anything.
Yeah.
I guess someone know.
Yeah. So, I feel like a trans woman who is like, you know, some trans women, they look, I don't know if this is disrespectful again, but you know, some trans women, you can look at them and you can tell right off the bat this trans woman. And then you have other women who they're trans, but you would never
check.
Know because they're bad as shit.
Like, yeah, but look up real quick so you can see the neck.
If they had the bottom surgery, you'd probably think you're actually fucking cis woman. I don't want to use the right term.
Kayleen, don't ask that with that, because I hate being referred. If you want me to refer,
girls,
I don't like that.
Hear this, Natanya. I'm just trying to be respectful because, you know, they be bragging.
No, but they're not being respectful to us, though.
That's true, because a lot of them be out here trying to claim periods, and you can't have a period unless you actually have a uterus.
You can be delusional all you want, and I'm being open. You can be delusional all you want. I'm going to respect you. You want to be called a woman, I'll call you a woman. But do not go to the extra mile and start to do all that extra shit, bro.
Because sometimes they be getting offended when you say biological.
Who do you think more delusional, a trans or a woman?
Woman.
If I'm being honest,
you really want us to answer that?
Yes. If I'm being honest, both of them.
No, which one is more delusional? Obviously, be
woman.
Timon, you better omit this.
Let me hear your reasoning.
I am going to say a trans woman.
Go ahead. Yeah, same.
That's a big one.
Why I'm going to say it is because you went through all
this. Hold on. As you can see, nobody hates trans, so we're just talking about the ignorance. If you have a problem with it, come educate.
No, I was asking, like, Timon, you have this live? Like, how many?
No, it's not live. I could definitely take out anything you don't want to keep in, but I'm just letting people know if I keep it in. Like, listen, we don't know. So if you have a problem, come have a conversation.
We are being respectful.
Yeah.
You know, I respect.
There are trans women and there's trans men or whatever. You got the surgery. You did all this. You look like the gender that you identify as, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. But when you go to the extent to be like, oh, you're not a real woman and you're not a real man, you're trans. You cannot procreate properly, bro. You literally cannot procreate properly. Because you're going to look like a pregnant man, and then there's going to be a woman ejaculated into you. Like, that's, help me understand. And then for those that can't, they are the ones that mostly attacking biological women. Yes, I'm going to say biological women, because biological women have periods.
It's true.
Some of them don't, but they have the organs that have periods. Like,
you're beating with a tranny right now?
No. She not necessarily beefing. There's a there's a situation currently going on right now where they're trying to refer as biological women as like breeders. You understand, to try to include trans women in the whole narrative. But at the end of the day, women or biological women are literally the blueprint of what trans women want to be on sound. And some of them are being really disrespectful in terms of, like, they'll take hormones, for example, to help them develop certain things.
And ass and breasts, stuff like that.
And stuff like that.
I feel like y'all need to just look the whole system and we get rid of the trans, all of that.
The thing is, it's become too political. Like, everybody want to be oppressed and everybody's being disrespectful. Especially the LGBT community.
Hold on, so much people talking.
Oh shit, sorry.
Oh. It's because y'all accept them in the first place. This is why they have the ability to do and say whatever the fuck they want to say, and they can change up everything how they feel like doing it.
No, but Jaron, you have to understand.
If we wake up tomorrow and we say, hey, done this trans bullshit, it's done. It's done. Like, you trans.
My thing is the arguments that they have, because, like,
same to mine.
If somebody say,
I can't agree with Talon, sorry.
If everybody's like, if you say something, they want to argue with it, but don't really have an answer. They just want to argue for arguing's sake. So if you just don't have the argument, they just talk to themselves, and eventually, if you just let them argue, they'll just stop arguing. Cause, like, you don't have to argue with the truth. Just say the truth, and then let whoever becks.
You bet dead, not sorry, dead.
Yeah.
There's this whole thing. They're taking, like, hormones and developing certain things, and they're experiencing, like, symptoms, I guess, of, like, the hormones. But the said symptoms, they think, like, they're having periods too, and so they're like, trans women can have periods, but the definition of a period is uterus based. And the only people who have literal uteruses up in their body is biological women or women who were born. You know what I mean? With the...
If one of those trans that don't have a uterus, trans that don't have a uterus start bleeding, you're gonna just think it's a dilator gone too far.
Timon, yes.
The blood.
Timon, what's the definition of a uterus? What's the definition of a period?
I didn't menstrual do biology. Cycle.
Go. You did biology. You didn't know biology.
I didn't know. No, I get it.
One general definition for it. See, if they're bleeding out of their vagina, it's obviously, like you said, a dilator.
It's not a lining of the uterus or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, my thing is, right, when a man out here screaming that he have his period, why nobody call a psych ward?
Because we know you're trifling. You're talking about a straight man? Like, when a straight man walking around saying he having his period, how can nobody attack him?
I feel like if anybody said they have a period with that woman, you should, like, question it a bit. Like, you look in attention, or you just off your chains. You know what I mean?
What do you think?
It could be one of the two. So you just want to make sure. But anyways, in terms of delusions, yeah, I think trans are more delusional than women. But Jan is the only person that said he thinks women are more delusional. So, my friend, let me hear your thoughts.
Wait, what Jaron said?
Hmm?
Jaron said women are more. Well, hear this now. Jaron's entitled to his opinions, and that's all I have to say on that. I want to hear his reasoning.
In terms of trans, right? They only delusional on their whole identity, right? Just their identity. They go into an identity crisis. On the other hand, though, right? Mm. They don't just go through fucking identity crisis on a whole fucking on the regular basis. They don't know any fucking thing that they want. We ask them the first question: hey, how do you want a man to approach you? They can't tell you how they want a man to approach
them. Who is they?
Stop saying they. I said respectfully.
When I said they,
John, watch your mouth.
When I said they. I was referring to the three women in here, because y'all.
We answered though.
No, you didn't answer the question.
I definitely did.
Move on.
Okay, Nathaniel. So, Kayleen.
I didn't hear anything. Sorry, back to what y'all were saying.
No, Nathaniel answered the question, so I wasn't talking about her. I was just talking about the other two females, and I apologize. The other two women. Cis women.
Bro, you didn't listen to what I said, because Jaron, this is what I said. I said that I don't have one fit all for specific way I want to be approached, because there are different ways to respectfully approach me. You understand? Different ways, different game, different whatever. But I know right off the bat that I don't tolerate disrespect. You're not coming up to me being disrespectful. How is that me saying, like, I don't know how I want to be approached? Well, how you know that trans women, they don't do the same shit? You ever interact with a trans woman?
Hold on. I've interacted with a trans guy. And
okay, cool.
With a trans woman, because I was like, yo, what's wrong with you? I didn't say it like that, though.
But we're talking about women being delusional, so the trans man do have a part here.
Oh no, that's a whole different conversation. That was really my boy. I fucked with him. But I was gonna steal his steroids, honestly. To steal his testosterone.
Okay. So go ahead.
Nah, go ahead. What are you saying?
No, I was gonna ask, like, if the women can, like, identify in what areas women seem to be most delusional in.
Oh yeah, I know. Well, never mind. I mean, I know, but I wanna hear everybody's thoughts on that. But wait, Jaron was saying something before we cut him off.
Nah, I'm thinking for more reasons why women are more delusional than the trans.
So okay. you just say anything then?
Yeah, it's all right. It's helpful content.
I still want to hear Jaron's, like, whole.
Give me thing. Some time. I didn't put it all together. But I'm willing
to die. So you just shit on anything.
Well, let's die on the bridge, because I already said it and I'm not changing my mind.
What the fuck?
Okay, so tell me, ladies,
we're listening.
Oh, you didn't hear the question?
No.
Maybe you should get them.
What areas do you think women are more or most delusional?
I would say in terms of relationships and stuff like that.
I didn't even think about that.
For me, I think, like, a lot of people out here be watching social media, male and women, but since we're specifically talking about women, they be watching social media and think because this is going on in this particular person's life, it should go on in theirs. For example, I have heard situations of where, okay, so this girl, she was in a relationship with this great guy. He just doesn't have it like that, but overall, he's a great individual, and she got filled in her brain with thoughts of, like, you know, if he's not spending money on you, if he's not taking you places, he's not into you, or, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, if a man...
Understandable.
Well, you understand?
Broke her anyways. Huh? She deserves better because she's a queen, you know?
Yeah, right. I'm not saying to that, but I'm talking about realistically now.
Okay.
What if the guy... I think I understand what she's saying. Like, what if the guy wants to treat her the way that she deserves to be treated, but he just doesn't have it right now?
You understand? That is what I'm saying. Like, realistically, in her situation, he wasn't a bad individual. He still takes out, he still does stuff for her. He's a great guy. He just don't got it like that. And remember, capitalism, shit is expensive as fuck. For example, in Antigua alone, like, a good, decent restaurant will run you about, like, well, I don't know. When I be going, I will spend, like, $500, $600, $800 on my meals. So, and I've had my whoever spend that on me, and I've done the same. But back to what I was saying. And she ruined her relationship because she was on social media looking at other people, other friends, getting bags, clothes, this. And that is how she was delusional. And what I'm saying is, like, that be happening on a regular, because I be seeing it. Like, people are not realistic to their situation. They be watching other people's shit and thinking that so it must go for them. And nobody's saying you can't have high standards and high expectations and whatever else for yourself, your significant other, and your relationship. But I feel like the realistic part about of it is what's fucked up. Wait, what?
I said, don't be delusional about it.
But is there any situation where woman delusions can help her?
No.
Let's see. I'm thinking.
Think about it for a second.
Isn't that like a contradiction?
Right, because
they paint delusion as something bad, but, like,
I can tell you a situation where my delusion helps me.
Because I think guys, I know, hold on, Jeremy, if you're good. I think guys use the delusion in a good way, sometimes. Not all guys, but most times in certain situations, they use it.
I use mine in a good ass way.
I don't feel that's a male versus female thing. I feel that's an individual thing because I've had my own delusions help me. You understand?
Every day I go in the gym and I compete with Baki, bro. And when I tell you, I go work out. When I leave with that pump, I be looking big and strong as fuck. Hey, yo. I ain't satisfied.
Yeah, see?
Like 20 age to home.
But before we go on the men delusion, I'm still curious though about the women delusion. Like, can it in any way help you? Like, it don't have to just be in relationships, but like in any way.
Okay, give me an explanation.
Go ahead.
Hold on, I want to hear your thoughts first.
I was saying in Jarvan's situation, there have been times when I was a bit unrealistic about a particular thing, but I kept going and kept believing in that particular delusion and it actually became reality. But would you necessarily call that delusion or I'll more like an inflated like self-confidence or, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I feel like a delusion is you going against your reality, going like against your logic and stuff, believing that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Something that's unrealistic, like me getting 32-inch thighs naturally.
Yeah.
You can't come off of them thighs, boy.
I want to have really fucking, I just want to have the strongest and the biggest.
I'm thick as hell.
It's possible. It's possible.
When I talk about men for Natalia, because she was asking for like an example of stuff, I can't really think about one for women. But John was saying that he uses delusion in the gym, right? Mm-hmm. And that's to help him out physically. But I feel like that's how guys usually use their delusion when it comes to physical things. So if I'm walking on the road, right, every time you pass a guy, you either heal him up or tense your body for fight. Mm-hmm. But you don't know what happens as soon as your shoulders pass each other. He can just turn around and attack you. You need to be ready. You check? So you're already sizing up this man coming on the road now. Even if he is big like a truck, you can say, I can fucking tank that, take him down, put him in a Nelson.
Yeah, that's delusion right there.
We know you're going to fucking lose. However, because we think we can, that's what I'm saying. Because we know we think that we can win in this delusion, right? It might create a calm in our mind to open up a door for an opportunity. So we more level-headed because we already think that we can win. We just have to wait for a time. That man might walk and buckle his like, pitch, you're down. You know what I mean? But if you weren't thinking about ever winning, you'll never see that opening. So a guy delusion, Loki helps him in a tricky situation.
Well, it didn't help one of my friends who got broken on, okay? His delusional ass kept thinking he could beat a motherfucker's ass. And we kept telling him, bro, if a bigger guy came at you, even if you think you could take him down, realistically, let's think right now. Let's think right now.
You're not gonna help everybody.
If that man came at you.
When you say bigger, what do you mean?
Huh?
When you say bigger,
Like bigger. I'm talking about taller, has a more athletic build or better genetic advantage. You get what I'm saying? And guess what? Somebody broke in his house, almost messed up his mom, until this day it still bothers him that he couldn't take the guy out the way he was boasting to us. You understand? And I'm not laughing at his situation because it's not funny at all.
Somebody broke in his house, he's going to try to fist fight them.
Like, take them on. I don't know if fist fight. I don't know if it was fist fight. I don't know if stabbing. I don't know what, because he never went into detail with that. But I remember a couple of years ago, he had this whole delusion that he could take on like any guy that come his way. You know, any guy come his way and the guy threatened him, he can take on every and all of them. And we were trying to let him know, like, you know, sometimes, like adrenaline and, you know, certain circumstances. Yeah, not because he saw small. I mean, you couldn't possibly get the advantage. You understand? Be in a position to have a better advantage at taking out somebody else. But realistically, like, if that person comes at you skilled or maybe has a gun and you don't have a gun, or you know what I'm saying, or whatever, like, you won't be able to take him on. You know what I'm saying? And, well, his delusion came true and proved that he was a bit delusional in the whole thought of it all. Thank God he came out safe and his mom came out safe and everybody else came out safe.
Shout out to that guy and his family.
That's just one delusion. But I've witnessed others too. Like, I've heard a guy say he want a woman built a particular way. And although some women are built that way, not all women are built that way. And his delusion had him thinking that this is the particular thing he want, and this is how all women should be, and blah, blah, blah. And
I'm not really out here building the ideal body.
Yeah, an ideal body woman, you know?
Right.
Big yash.
I feel like there's so many women out here with.
Take her ass to the gym, pay that $5,000, get that new ass. What else you want?
No, I've seen ton of, like, I don't know. I feel like women come in like different shapes and sizes and body and so. And I've seen too much with boobs. And I'm just like, why are we still praying? You're just looking for personality at this point because, like, the body's in them out here. Like, a lot of people go gym. A lot of people just build nice because they take care of themselves. Like, is the personality. That's it. Like, at this point, I'm just like, substance with that.
I remember the conversation with Kayleen was talking about her friend, the one with the toxic girls and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, like, yeah, that jumping all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
For the situation with that guy, the reason why all of his shit going off bad and all of this shit's them toxic or whatever, and it's not like that for the other guys because he's not being true to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
these women.
You already said that already.
I said that.
Yeah. But he's going back there to something.
Smell the fucking weakness. Oh. They can smell the weakness in him. Like, you approach them on this type of shit, but then you can't fucking keep it up. I can guarantee you that, like, he break character a lot, and that's why they disrespect him.
Not consistent with shit.
Need to either fully embody the character and be a dickhead 24/7 or just realize that that's not the type of woman that he wants.
Exactly.
If it's not the type of woman that he wants, then he needs to stop embodying that character and he needs to stop.
Because he's only going to pull that type of woman that he considered trash to.
Clearly, it's a method to attract fucking toxic women.
Yes, like, that's what you come back to, like, the selective learning. And that's how you become, like, toxic in a weird way, because it's not him.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like some guys, when they figure out what their lane is, they stick to it because they don't need to change, and that's them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, hey, tell him I got lessons. I can help him. It's not going to work.
It's not going to work because at his core, he's a sensible human being.
So what you trying to say, Kevin?
Hey, take it this, dog.
He just need to realize that them type of woman.
So what you trying to say, Kayleen? I'm not a sensible human being. I'm not a person.
Bro, you got your... Listen to this. I don't know you personally. I only know you based on what you let out of your mouth. And what you let out of your mouth is questionable.
Say again, you're quiet.
No, but Jaron is actually like a really... He's not a bad guy. If I had to, like, sell him, I would sell him to a decent girl. I wouldn't sell him to no riffraff.
Bro, Kayleen.
I'm talking shit.
I don't know you personally, bro.
I see you quiet. You have anything Kayleen, to say?
I'm a really good person.
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm just seeing what you're on about, how he's about to defend himself.
Really good person, right, Kayleen? But I like to say stupid shit because I like to entertain myself.
You don't have a filter.
If I'm the only person laughing, I'm doing good. Like, if I'm laughing, I'm doing fucking good. I get that.
Yeah.
Like, my sense of humor is for me. I don't really try to make the other person laugh. It's really just for me.
Yeah,
and I respect that. Like, doing your own thing and not trying to, like, you know, be like everybody else and whatever else.
Yeah, because I can tolerate John over. I guess because I know him, but like. He doesn't give off weird vibes.
Question.
Yeah, I find he seems cool. I never meet him or anything, but he seems cool.
Yes.
All right, for the guys then, question. Y'all ever talk to a girl like into you and she has so much in common with you until y'all not cool no more? And apparently she not on none of the things that she used to be on?
So she a dickhead?
Yeah, she a dickhead.
You mean like she pretended to be somebody else in the beginning and then after y'all not together, you see her true colors?
She became a chameleon to fit in more with you. So you like watching sports. So she started getting into sports.
She became a chameleon and that's what turned me off because now she acts too much like me.
I wasn't thinking that deep in. I was just thinking about you just realize you and her have a lot in common, but then for some reason things happen and y'all split up. But then you realize that now that she moved on to somebody else, the things that y'all used to do, she have no interest in them at all.
Obviously because she met somebody new.
Yeah, so my,
she's now coming blended into that new
relationship. Yeah.
What's the question?
So is that a real woman? Like in terms, because like yes, be true to yourself as a guy and be consistent with yourself, right? And once you bring that energy to a woman, she'll see you and she'll accept it and then things will go your way, right? But for a woman who's just trying to match your energy because she's into you, isn't she always bringing her fake self? She is not her true self.
What if you bring out the what if you brought that out in them and they see you as them wanting to do better because you portray that you're doing better?
That happens. When you are split up and then she just not do those things, like what do you get from that?
I can answer that in a way. Like, I've been in a situation where I didn't like a particular thing, but he liked it, and then I started paying attention to it. It was very exciting to watch how excited he got from that particular thing he liked. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that drew me in to check out what he liked. And in turn, I kind of started liking what he liked and, like, you know, was entertaining it for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we weren't a thing, I still found myself still liking that, but, like, because originally, like, I wasn't...
It was something that he liked.
It was something that he liked, you know what I'm saying? And I liked that he... Right, I liked that he liked it, and I genuinely liked it. But after that, like, after we move on, like, I don't like that anymore. Mm. Not I don't like it anymore, but that's, like, that was mainly, like, a him thing that I somewhat like. I don't think that's fake of me. Like, I don't think it's fake of me at all.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's fake, Timon, because I feel like when somebody like you, they start picking up on your slang, on your habits and shit.
I get that. I get that, because you can learn to like somebody. Well, go ahead, finish it, dog.
If your woman don't fucking reflect you, dog, then nah.
There's a compatibility issue. There's going to be, like, some issues down the line, I think, in some way.
I don't see anything too wrong with it.
Okay, what you're saying, because like you get into a relationship with somebody and there's going to be things that you don't like that you might learn to like later on. And I get that, because that's just how, you know, things work. But they're like fundamental things that, like, okay, like Kaylin was saying, she could see that this person is enjoying something and she likes to see how that person enjoy that thing. And it makes her like that. Right?
Yeah.
To see that person happy in this way.
She wants to also enjoy
that person with that thing. Right? I get that. Right? But the way how I'm looking at it is people adapt to situations, and when they're not in that environment, they're not that thing anymore because they don't need that skill in that situation. But who does the changing the most? Is it the male or the female? Because I guess guys do it too, but sometimes they're rigid and they just keep their old ways. So why is it that the woman is more, I don't want to say flexible. Submissive and flexible. That might be the word. Yeah. More flexible in relationship. They give more in that sense, but men tend to just stay rugged and go their own way.
Because some men
are selfish. They're selfish.
But is it selfish or is it just the nature of
entering
things?
A relationship and thinking it's just you and it's all about you and you can't compromise in any way or... You know, like, you must remain the same and not change. Well, not change. I don't want to use the word change, but, like, you know, somewhat be... Like, I feel that's a bit, like, selfish. It's a bit selfish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because if you do a particular thing and your partner says to you, hey, I really like that you do this specific thing, and you want to be with that person and you don't see that thing as something that you have to do around your partner, I don't see any issues, like, changing it because, like, why are you pursuing this person if you're not going to stop doing this specific thing that they tell you that you don't like? That means you don't like the person. And as Kaylin said, you're being selfish. So, like,
that doesn't mean that.
Yeah, because a relationship is not a you thing, it's an us thing. You get what I'm saying?
And why should I have to fucking sacrifice one of my pleasures? Something that's like,
what do you mean?
That's like me, Timon, and them. We'll go fucking hunting. And we go hunting for a fucking month.
Uh-huh.
She like, I don't like when you go hunting with Timon and them for that month. Stay home.
Yeah, because Timon and them are your bud.
Okay, my thing on that whole thing is... I like waiting, like,
just ignore her.
No, my whole thing on that is, you see, I strongly believe that you should have your own like thing going on outside of your relationship.
Exactly.
I don't know how to explain that.
Like, get your own hobbies.
Like, some people be too involved in that person that now the world revolves around that thing, and so they don't. So like when a relationship, for example, mash up, they don't know how to cope outside of the relationship no more. You understand? They abandon their friends, and all of a sudden they only know that. So like I was saying, like I strongly believe like an individual, you know, those individuals in a relationship should have their own like thing going on.
I second
hunting with Timon, but I can see from the aspect of her, I feel like it's a bit, how do I word this? I don't want to say unreasonable for her to be like, don't go for that month.
They want to be some kind of compromise, like, yeah, you don't have to always go, or
yeah, in my
no, you don't have to go going, for a month. Like,
but yeah, that's the trail. You have to go out to the hunting site and travel in, like hiking. You can't say, well, guys, I'm halfway. You guys keep going. I have to go back home.
You don't even know. It's a fucking, it's a whole.
Let's say
there's other animals and stuff in the environment.
Let's say that Jaron and Timon and them go hunting like every 2 months, right?
It won't be that often.
Really? I'm giving an example since you give a
more realistic scenario. Okay, fair enough. You're right.
But let's say Jaron going camping, hunting, he say, yeah,
mm-hmm,
with you and everyone and them like every three months. Let's say every 3 months, right? We're now in a relationship and he goes away for a month, literally every 3 months. You add it up in a year. That's how often I get to see my person. That's how often I get to see my person, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie, I'd have this discussion with Jaron and let him know that, you know, I kind of want you to be present a bit more often, because me, I'm a quality time person, so I also want to see my person, do shit, make memories, that kind of stuff. So I definitely have that conversation, like cutting down on, instead of 3 times every 3 months, you know, maybe do it like twice a year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
3 times a year, that kind of stuff. I'm just like giving an example, right? This is just a made up scenario. Yes, Jaron, relax your ass. But I have a conversation like that. Because remember, at the end of the day, this relationship is not, we're now in a relationship. You're not single. You can't be living single people life now. You know, you have to consider exactly. You have a partner and there's somebody else at home who loves you just as much as your bros and want to hang out and spend time and see you just as often with you, like your bros. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Khaled, let me hear you.
Yeah, that's my
okay. Point. To be honest, right, I realized it. Daddy just.
Where they a big sexy daddy?
Why?
That's a chocolate. That's a chocolate. Big sexy Delano.
Delano, this is sexual
oh
chocolate.
Oh my god.
So we realized that it go different from where you're supposed to go, right? No. What a question they basically asked is that, say I like cars, mm-hmm, and
every
in a relationship and you realize
all the money I fix up the car.
I go for no dates.
You know that? You realize that now you're with the person, she okay, no, come up with me, don't. Okay.
No,
the girl is into emo stuff. I mean, why are you feeling the get offended?
I'm not emo, I'm
just bearing.
No, I'm not emo. I'm alternative.
I don't know that okay.
I'm out. I'm out.
Weird. That's what she
means. Stuff and,
I like my heavy metal and my rock music. This is much as like pop, rock, and all of that.
Right. That kind of stuff, right? Then I come into the relationship as a man. You know what I mean? I like dance, reggae. And basically, they're almost the same thing, but you know what I mean? We love, body in a pum pum and then kind of some nanora. So now I come and you know what I mean, you introduce me to your culture of like the heavy metal and so forth.
Yeah.
I start to fuck with it and so forth, you know what I mean? Then you come now, I introduce you to mine, you know what I mean? You're like
the dancer. Okay,
you know what I mean? You're like You're not catching on to.
No, you're putting in the effort to try when you.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You're not putting in the effort to try listen my kind of music. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I'm there putting in the hard work to try to make sure I'm comfortable around your heavy metal. You know what I mean. Trying to learn some of the songs you learn and so forth. Well, in that sense, then is when I will kind of say it is selfish because I'm here putting in the work to learn about your culture when mm-hmm. you're not putting in the work to learn my cultural difference.
I get you. What I want to add to that is I definitely see your point in that, right? Because I'd somewhat feel a type of way if I'm doing my best to like football, you know, get into football, watching, playing mm-hmm. football. And then I'm out here listening to freaking Ghostface or something. I don't know. I'm just Ghostbane, whatever you want to call it. I'm listening to that and, you know, he's not enjoying it. But like, I feel like right there is like kind of where it would depend because not everything you like that you're trying to get your partner to like, they're going to necessarily like, vice versa, because we're both like different. But in terms of like effort, if the person is like being condescending and like, I don't want to hear this shit, or y'all was listening to this shit, or like I can see in that case where they're being really selfish. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been in a situation where an individual tried to get me to like a particular thing. I entertained it, but I let them know respectfully, like, I know you like this type of stuff, and I'm glad you like it. But me personally, I can't really get into it. You understand? Like, that's not the reason why I feel like communication.
Yeah, I get
that's
that.
Communication is not taboo for me at all. Like, I'll talk about anything. I'll be upfront about everything. You know what I'm saying?
Realize you haven't heard any of these men say anything about communication. Like,
I'm going to talk about communication because people get that misconstrued. People think that,
but I definitely see Khaled's point.
I'm happy she said that because, like, the relationship is two individuals coming together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like the two individuals coming together, they don't necessarily make fucking one. Like, you're still two individuals.
Yeah,
they don't like different things. Not because I like this means that you need to like it. You don't need to try that fucking hard. I'm already with you. Like, I already like you for who you are. You don't need to try to fucking all of my fucking things then. I'm going to be real. If a girl like everything that I like, she just start listening to my music and shit, I'm going to feel like she dicky, man. That shit is most.
Okay.
So you don't want your girl to dick ride you? That's weird.
Bro, it gets annoying.
So no, like, I get what you're... It's like a yes man kind of setup. You know, you want your person to have some differences.
Okay, when you say it like that, okay, yeah, okay. I get that.
You know, you want your person to have some differences.
I hear what you're saying.
Like, that's what makes them unique.
Because my thing is, right, I like to look for people that have a hobby because I know when I'm busy doing some shit, they're busy doing some shit. It's either they're working to make some money because they have a vision, they have a goal that they're trying to attain, or they just home knitting some shit, making some brassiere out of wool. I don't fucking know. It's a hobby, right? And I feel like people get communication like in they put it up in their minds in a different way. Like, if I'm communicating to you, that don't mean you must compromise because I tell you this is what I like and this is what I don't like. I need you to hear me and then comprehend. So I feel like comprehension and communication should be like hand in hand.
They go hand in hand.
Because if you just...
somebody can hear you.
Yeah, if I keep talking and talking and talking and you keep hearing and hearing, I am communicating. But do you understand what I'm saying? Are you taking the time out to really see where I'm coming from?
Right.
Oh, what is it?
Not communicating or not comprehending? Or not having a hobby?
I'm guilty of that. No lie. You know, I'm not going to... Both, because like it was a situation where I had to sit and really tune in and learn
to listen
her communication side of it, you know what I mean, so I could comprehend and react properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, because sometimes you listen, you hear them, but the word you release out of your mouth just throw off everything completely.
But it is, I had to learn to not to react. That's what I had to learn, to not react. Because I hear and I comprehend.
But you latch on to one word.
When I react, it sounds like I didn't hear shit.
Not in once.
I can't remember exactly what the fuck they said. But then I react and...
You hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes...
No white thing.
But how... Go ahead, Khaled. Go ahead.
No, I mean, sometimes, like... They ask if you like mackerel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where thoughts from mackerel. And you hear what they say, no? But then you come in and be like, boy, me love chicken. You know what I mean? And chicken.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you like mackerel? Yes or no, I get you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. See, that's my next thing, too. Because I'm like, when you hear somebody, right, and you comprehend what they're saying, and you want to address a specific part in what they were saying, just to, like, you know, change the topic and go to this thing, how do you segue into it? Because if I hear you and I truly understand, I'm like, well, there's no need to keep talking about this. So how about this thing? And they're like, no, but you missed the whole point. I'm like, no, I don't miss the point. I want to talk about this now. Like, how do you segue into this?
Some people missing the point because they literally got mental, like, they literally got, like, the ADHD.
Yeah, but our parents all have, like, that. Nobody know about it. My thing is, right, how do you address that problem? Because I'm pretty sure, like, all of us talking to somebody, right, and you're thinking, okay, they fall in the conversation because they say, I get that. And they're finishing your sentence. So they say, okay, this person hear me. They see where I'm going with the conversation. And then also, no way, they say, but then why are they always sucking dick? And you're like, but wait, that don't have nothing to do with anything. Because, you know what I mean? The person already moving on, but you're bringing it back like if they didn't hear nothing you said. How you segue into the move on and get that person to understand that you heard everything? Do you supposed to bring it back to them and say, all right, this is what I heard you say, and this is what I understood. Now that we're on the same page, this is where we go.
I tried repeating what they said to them, but then
it worked. You said something completely different.
No, don't put us in your own words.
For one, when they try repeating what they say, I don't know if I say it or not. You know, I need to work on my tone of voice too.
That's another thing I want to add. Like, people be out here talking about communication, but sometimes they need to realize sometimes it's not what you say, but how you say it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John, it's very aggressive.
Like, some people need to just stop being so sensitive.
You understand? So you may think you're communicating something sensible to somebody, but then because you're coming off really aggressive, now you're sounding condescending to the other person, so your point doesn't get across. Like, I feel like that's
those problems. Only problems I have is everybody think I'm against them for some reason. I'm a villain to everybody.
Who thinks that? Who the fuck thinks that?
It's not being aggressive, it's being passionate. There's a difference, Kayleen.
Huh? Yeah, I'm passionate too.
Help fix me, Jaron.
Yeah, okay.
How do I not come off as a villain?
Yeah, I hope you're a villain too.
I don't know. Think before you speak.
The way I speak? I
don't, maybe think before you speak. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just like saying random shit, right?
But yeah. Before I speak is tough.
Yeah.
Because I be talking sometimes. I really don't know what I just said.
I don't even know
what
you're
crazy.
Saying.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because I'm living in the moment. I answered the question. Move on.
No, you're living in a matrix.
Hey, if it's one thing I learned in the military, is you just sit down and you pause and you take as much time as you want. You take as much time as you want before you respond. Because this response determines how the rest of your fucking day gonna be.
Yeah,
no, what?
That's fucking wise words, dog.
Bro, they will ask me a question and I stand up there and I'm at parade rest. So my hands behind my back and I'm just looking at my right in his face. I'm like, how do I word this without myself in fucking trouble? Honestly, I would do really good in a relationship right now.
Wait, he 9-1. I thought this man was in one. Someone didn't say he was in one.
Wait until the episode drop. He coming next month.
No.
So, anyways,
No worry about that, Kayleen. So we can make your little scenario real. I won't go.
Oh my god!
Do the gun finger. I want to run two scenarios. I want to run two scenarios side by side to figure out, like, which one she'd be more accepting to. So the first one is.
But she don't have a hobby.
Yeah, she doesn't have a hobby, and when Jaron goes on his hunting trip, she don't really like it. She wants to change that. And the other one is John works from home all the time, but then at a specific time, like in a year, his boss tells him he has to come out, fly out to handle some business for a month. Which month would she be able to handle? If seeing him all the time at home and he's gone for a month, or he works all the time, you know, and he in the afternoon he spent time with her and then for this month she's just gone. Like, which one would be more accepting?
Firstly, I can't tell that man to take a month off. Because that's his fucking job. That would be irrational and stupid as shit. Like, he has to leave for a month to do his own, to go have, you know, take part in the job. So I would not be complaining about him leaving for every 3 months for his job. him being a remote worker, him working from home during those times that I get to see him, I won't have an issue with that, because like I said, it's still his job. Like, he needs to, like, he's working literally. But I'd also hope that we have like time to spend outside of him working, since I don't have a life of my own.
Oh shit!
Yeah, but in the scenario, no. That's the scenario.
That's the scenario, right? Like, she work, but she don't have a life. But he work from home and have to leave every couple of months, right?
Just 1 month, like just like the hunting is once a year. He goes away for a month.
So you're saying which one I'd prefer? I don't know. They both sound. I feel like I'd be communicating in both of them on my issues.
You call it?
Oh, whatever. I can't really choose between any. I don't know. Maybe I'm not seeing the bigger picture. I don't know.
Khaled, then Kesley, then Natanya, then I go to Savior and get quiet.
Okay. I would say she would more accept the second scenario, because that way the thing is that she's probably going to work. He's working from home, right? Mm-hmm. So she's coming home and seeing him every day. So, you know what I mean? Either way, they're creating a bond at home.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so she's getting more time to spend at home, although she may get.
Can I interject one second? How exactly are they creating a bond? Because just being in her presence, I don't feel like that's.
That's what I was saying, Jaron. Like, he's working. He's working when he's at home and when she's at home. So I hope that he was passing outside of it.
Yeah, but in the other scenario, he has to come home from work.
Wait, but. Y'all, what I was saying in that
during the day. Hold on, Kaylee and Kezzy, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, because I still want to hear Khaled thing.
We go back to Khaled just now.
Oh yeah, I still want to hear too. But Timon didn't specify. You say he works from home, but what if it's like he working in the night and she works during the day? So it's like, even though he working from home, they don't really spend time together, because when she working, he off, and when he's working, she off.
While I type or whatever I do.
So wait, there's no overlay. Like, soon as 3 o'clock hit, she done starts.
Yeah.
I want to break. They don't take none. They work in 8 hours. That's the addition.
Oh, 8 hours.
It no matter, but all he work from home, and in and in the other scenario, where he goes hunting, he works and he comes home.
What I said before, like, continue, Khaled, sorry.
As I said, I think she would prefer the second one, because nevertheless...
Let's speak for me.
No, the girl in the scenario.
Personally, I would love the 3 month.
You know what I mean? When he go for the month, you know what I mean? It should be understandable, because majority of the time he's home. You know what I mean? And if they both work 8 hours, I don't know if he's working night or day, but whichever one. Let's say the two of them working day shift. 8 hours, come home, you have the rest to play with. You understand? So,
yeah.
But the only thing that changed those two scenarios now is one use gas money, the other one don't.
Huh?
Because they still work, if they both work in morning shift now, 8 to 3. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm. One have to travel home to come meet his woman, and then the woman have to come on my meeting because he work from home. The only difference here is he's literally for 1 month going hunting, and the other one is he leaving for 1 month to keep working. But she's open with the other.
Honestly, in the long run, he gone for a month. So I don't like he gone for a month. I don't care for what, because... To be honest, I can't stay with somebody the whole, like, we there together the whole day. If you go for a month, go for a month. Let me be me. I'm coming home and seeing you every day. Yeah, go for your month. I don't care for what.
Okay, that's you. Natanya, have anything to say?
I would rather the guy leave for the month to go work.
Hey. Is there a reason?
Me more time. Yeah, because it gives me more time to miss you.
But he can't go hunting. Because he's taking dicks in the bushes.
Yeah, obviously, because he's sucking dick in the bushes. Why would I want a nigga that suck dick in bushes?
Yeah, but that's what you think. He's hunting. That's what he tell you doing. He hunting.
But is he bringing money back, though? Hunting can't pay the bills. Oh, I'm kidding.
You know much meat. That's what I'm bringing back. You don't have to shop no more for like that year. Man, get a moose.
You get, you get that's premium fucking
premium meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and I probably out hunting with my boss, so he giving me raises because
they bond.
That was the scenario. The month you leave is not for work is because you're with your boss hunting.
No, it wasn't the boss. He just said he probably go hunt with his boss.
Oh,
me to just bang Jaren, no fuck. And Jaren be for me, man. We're just banging, no fuck. Every fucking day.
The one is he goes out for work, and the other one he goes out with friends for a month. But no matter what the situation is, he's not home for a month.
I feel like my rationale come to play in both of these. For the one where he have work at home and have to leave for a month for work, like, there's nothing you can do with him leaving for a month for work necessarily. Like, it's his job. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, what if I had a job and I have to leave for, I work at home, but then I have to leave for a couple months and my significant other is like, you understand? Like, I'm not going to trust him. That's your freaking job, bro. You understand? And when you,
right? You okay with me slaving for another man, but you're not okay with me
enjoying yourself,
my mental health.
I'm gonna need you to be realistic. I must need you to be realistic right now. Like, you're not being realistic. You're being funny. Right. Back to what I was saying with Taman's scenario.
I'm being realistic,
you
don't think a man need time to decompress?
Decompress, they get down.
You all over the place now. You all over the place. I'm here stuck on Taman's scenario of, he works at home from 8 to like 4 during the day, every day, and he goes away for work once a month, 4 times a year. I'm not going to be mad that he's going away for them four times a year for them months, because that's his job, and I get that he works from home, and like, you get what I'm saying? Like I said, I'd hope that outside of his job, we'd be able to make time to like go on dinner dates, travel, watch the sunset, go on picnics. What?
You know, you can ask him to work less. Cause
no, I'm never going to ask.
It depends. It depends. I feel like for me, it depends on the job he's working. You understand?
You rather them not work 20.
If it's a decent job, I'm not going to ask you to work less.
Rather the man work 24/7 than to actually go up for a month and do something for himself.
Let me put this out there. I never said I preferred one over the other. I'm just evaluating both situations and how it would affect me and where my brain or how my mind is thinking about the particular situation. Mm-hmm. You understand? Okay, Taman said in his first situation, y'all go away every 3 months on a trip. I would try to want you to cut it down a bit. I'm not saying you can't go away for your month, but if you're doing it as frequent as like
six
times a year and I only get to see you, like, no, I wouldn't necessarily cut it down to once a year.
No, that's the situation.
Not
once
seeing
a year.
You for like, yeah, not seeing you for a whole half a year. I'm not going to take away the fun you have with your friends. You know, have fun with your friends. You have a life outside of them. I have my life outside of me. But I feel like being away for 6 months, 7 months at a time per year would somewhat, like, during the month, because yeah, it'll add up, right? It would kind of, like, you know. In that situation, you know, I'd be like, you know, like, cut it down a bit. In terms of the working situation, like, depending on the job and how involved he is, like, he might be a career man, we don't know. That might literally be his practice, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just head on to the boss and he could get a promotion and take over the boss's position. I'm not going to be out here. Like, the man is making money for the two of us and he'll probably one day be in a better position. And I'm not going to say it's not going to affect me that he'd be going away on them months for work, because like I said, one of my things is quality time. But I don't know, I'm just evaluating both situations and I feel like I can't necessarily choose which one I'd prefer, because I can look at both of them and see like how it affect me realistically.
Okay, Kelly.
That's all I'm saying.
Natani, have anything you want to say?
I am agreeing with Kayleen. As I too is a quality time type of person. But if you as she said, if you constantly like going and I can't see you for long periods of time, Pani, you're getting knuckled.
I get that.
I don't know.
For
about
sure.
That.
The thing is with me, I can't do long distance relationships. Sorry.
Okay.
Hi.
But not to pull a scenario out from where it is, because he's only leaving once a year to do this thing. It's to hunt with his friends, and the other one is to go work. right?
And the both of them is once a year?
Yes, once a year for a month.
Oh, I wouldn't. Okay, so if it's once a month, you basically gave us the same scenario and just switched the words,
that's,
bro.
That's exactly so. That's what I've been saying the whole time. So I'm saying
no. I wouldn't have a problem with either.
I wouldn't have a problem if you're going away for once a month.
Yeah,
so that's why Jaron was asking. That's why Jaron was asking. You would rather your man just work all year round, right? Instead of him taking a month off for himself, because in one scenario,
y'all never said a month, bro. Not... Y'all said y'all go away. Boss, goodbye. See if you specified 1 month a year. I did.
Like,
goodbye.
No, but that's it.
Simon, pause there.
Hold on. Okay, Kesley.
In a situation where the guy goes away once a month per year with his bros, he works outside of that, though.
Yes.
He works outside of that, right?
Yeah.
8-hour shifts.
Yeah, so for 11 months, he's doing his 8-hour shifts. And then that 1 month, let's say he go hunting every December, not December, every November he goes hunting.
And how many times for the second scenario, how many times a year he going away for this job?
He
work from home, but how many times a year?
I like how she said once, this job.
Once a month. So he's working every day,
it's the
right?
Same thing for me.
And then
it's
the boss said, I need
once
you to-
Once a month?
Yeah. Once a year, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. His boss said, all right, I'm gonna need you to go fly out to Australia, handle some business. It's gonna last you a month. When you finish, get back to the regular schedule.
Yeah.
So in both scenarios, once a year, they leave in for a month.
It's the same situation for me. It's the same situation.
Which one you would be more down for? Because you're missing your man's for a month in both situations. But yeah. Which one you're more accepting for?
Timon. You can't choose between either, because guess what? With the first one, he's still working, right? He just don't work from home. He's working, right? And I still get to see him in the afternoon when he comes home, when we both come to our house. And once a month, he goes away and have fun with his bros. Yay, I'm all for that. Like, I'm happy. In the second scenario, he also works 8-hour shifts. The only difference is instead of being out, he's at home. And I come home now from my work and he goes away for once a year. So there's no choosing. They're literally the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally exactly that's why I was trying to tell you. The both of them is literally the same thing. You just switched up the words. In both scenarios, he's still gonna be gone for a month.
I don't prefer none, because at the end of the day, he's making money, he having fun with his friends, taking his vacation, working for work. And in the same scenario where he goes away for a month.
Yeah, but no, the reason why we had that first scenario is because like a woman would probably say, like, I don't want you to go out for a month. She wants to take that away from him.
In that situation, go out with your friends for a month and hunt. And have fun.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but if you're going away for 3 months at a time,
that's what I mean. So Jaron is all here working hard, and his boy's like, oh, it's hunting season coming up. And I was like, yeah. And then y'all dating, and then he gone on a trip, and she's like bored, texting like, why you have to go? Like, you just gone for a long period of time.
Trip. A yearly trip, going with your bros, go on that trip. I have other things I have planned too. Yeah, I'd be okay with it personally.
If you're not focusing on work, what are you doing outside of work? You have like hobbies and stuff.
Well, watching TV, okay. Going to eat out by myself, watching movies. Like, I have tons of ways I occupy myself when I'm not out with whoever.
No, you went to go watch a movie by yourself, bro. That is so therapeutic.
I do that. I literally go dinner by myself too.
Yeah, I go to a teapot.
I go dinner with my friends. I go dinner by myself. Like, it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm not that pitiful.
I enjoy my fucking company. I don't know
about
y'all.
Hold on, you guys.
Your own company?
Not really. So
that's crazy.
What are you thinking?
You need to be hanging out with somebody else to enjoy whatever. That's
Wait,
crazy.
So you think that we weird because we go out by ourselves? That's crazy.
All right, Kazan, I'm gonna mute you. It is. Vivian, what are you thinking so far? The whole discussion.
I don't think so,
about the scenario.
Yeah.
So you got to repeat it one more time, because there was like three different scenarios that I heard.
So the scenarios are basically the same, right? It first stemmed where Jaron was asking, like, I think Jaron was saying that some girls won't really like allow their man to do a thing because they don't have a hobby and they just want to. They don't know how to be alone.
Have a life.
They don't have no life outside their relationships. If the man disappears for a week or two, she gonna lose her shit, right? And she gonna entertain other niggas because she bored, right? So
For sure.
So they're saying that they would at first, because they changed it to now, they were saying that they wouldn't want them and go for a whole month. Like, why? To go play in the bushes and suck dick? She don't know what he doing out there. Right?
Bro, that's not what you said first.
The Timon first is one fucked up. Said,
you went away for three. You're going away for three. Exactly. The first scenario, the first one with the whole going away
like shit. That's what I was saying. There was like three different scenarios.
Going away for 3 months a year.
It's because exactly, y'all never let me finish.
No, bitch. You did finish.
I can't wait until I edit this. I just can't wait until I edit this. I want when I edit it.
And then Khalid. Oh, what are you joking?
I want when I edit it, all y'all listen to how stupid y'all sound.
No.
You didn't specify 1 month a year for a trip.
Hey, the first one.
Listen, it don't make sense arguing about it. You already recorded. You just have to wait.
Listen to me.
We just have to wait. No, we just have to wait. We just have to
wait. This is why you're supposed to state things
clearly. Look, the data already in the computer. You can't
leave that shit up for interpretation.
The data already in the computer.
This is why you need to say
I either wrong or I right.
Shit up for people's interpretation because people be interpreting things differently.
I either wrong or right. The data already there. You just have to wait. Let's argue.
Anyways, continue so the guy can answer.
So, in the scenario, right, we wanted to see which one they would feel more comfortable with just going off of the, you know, off of the top. Like, if their man, right, once a year goes on a hunting trip for a month, it should be okay with that, right? Because they were, you know, they were acting up before. Nah, my man can't go for so long. So I said, okay, if he was working.
One, you said he was leaving don't get for the concept 3 months out of the year. You literally said that.
Wait, no, like,
what are we still on that?
I mean, a deployment. Oh, God. A deployment is like.
No,
all right, wait.
My thing is, what are we still on that? You already said I said 3 months.
No, but hold on. If you date in the military, man, right? The deployment is like 3 months. So 3 months shouldn't be anything too hard to stand because that could be
worse. That's the thing. I'm not dating the military, man. We're gonna get married.
You see, in terms of dating a military man, like I could cope with that. I guess we'll have online.
Can I just finish the thing for Savian?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you. Right. So in the scenario, right, the so second
going
one,
away for a month, right?
Mm-hmm, in the first one,
do his own thing.
Yeah, hunting. In the second one, he's working all year, right? But for 1 month in that year, his boss sent him on a business trip to Australia to handle some business. So he's leaving the house for a month. So he's making money over that month, and the hunter is practicing his archery and bringing home meat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sell that meat and make money.
Mm.
All right, so I got the scenario. Now, what's the question?
No. The question was which one you think a woman would be okay with. So I was asking them to get their point of view of like, okay, it's the same scenario now, but just different situation. One, he making money every month. And the other one, he making money for 11 months. Technicality, the next month, he could sell. He could just keep. We don't know.
So here's some.
It's for his mental health. Honestly, it's for his mental health. You go outside in the woods, shoot things.
That's how relationships work.
Just
like,
want to kill somebody. Oh my goodness.
I forgot who said it earlier. If the man doesn't have, or whoever doesn't have their own life outside of the relationship, firstly, the relationship not going to work because they're all just going to be too clingy and under each other and y'all going to hate each other within months. That's how your mind works. It's like you need a break from everything, even if it's from work, even if it's from your partner, whoever you're living with, whatever. You're going to need a break eventually. So it's like, it's just a necessity. So the person needs to do that. But for a month, that's kind of crazy. Like, I feel like that's where a compromise can be made, where it could be like, all right, 2 weeks here and then 2 weeks here.
Hey, man, you're a feminist.
Yeah, because somebody was saying that he needs to compromise and cut it down from a month to 2 weeks or something.
I said that too.
Yeah, would you let him compromise where? Tell his boss, hey, listen, my girlfriend don't want him to go for a whole month, so this business is going to have to happen in 2 weeks. You want him to compromise his work like that?
Who are you talking about?
Honestly?
Yeah. Both y'all.
Who, me?
Everybody.
I'm compromising. I could compromise work because if I got a job that's flying me out to Australia, I'm making bread. Right? So I could lose 2 weeks of work. That's nothing.
Okay, fuck.
Cash out, Mikey, better check.
This guy using his brain. Yeah.
Can y'all try it?
No, I already said it earlier.
This guy's. I said the same thing.
Just him on burn and he
I said the same thing too, but I said like it depends on the job too, because I know some jobs are time consuming and you have to be there and can't necessarily take out time like.
Killing, like they're that. Flying him to Australia. He is very important to that fucking business.
That's not what I just said.
No.
I said that earlier. You know, I literally said, why would I tell him to take time off for a business trip, bro? He could literally take, like, he could be at a particular position just on his boss and, like, be promoted and shit. And, huh? You know what? Goodbye.
No, you did say that you won't let him stop his work.
Exactly. Yes, I'd want to spend time with him. And I know there's some kind of compromise that can work. But I literally said, like, but, like, if this man making money and going away for a month on a trip, I'm not going to be telling him, oh, you can't be going away on that month for a trip.
Okay. Would it make,
I'm not saying it wouldn't affect would me, it make, but I communicated, but.
Would it what? Make a difference if he's one of the best archers and one of the best hunters?
It's not even that. Look. Listen to a compromise, right?
Yeah, I'm listening.
He leave work early on Fridays. Y'all go have dinner on Fridays. And y'all can do something on Fridays because he
That's what I said. Early.
No, hold on, let me finish.
So after that, right, that can equate to him having time to go on his fucking hunting trip for a fucking month.
Can you put in vacation time?
Oh, pause. I didn't realize you were talking already, about that already scenario. Already
hurt the relationship time, so now I can have my me time for my month going out on my hunting trip.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I said. I agree with that. That's what I kind of explained earlier.
But if he hang out with you every day after work and then that 1 month he disappears to go, you know, compete in the hunting challenge and win, Zinaki, you can't have that next year.
Bro, the two of y'all clearly didn't listen to anything I said.
I feel like you just need to adapt to the new scenarios we put. We just talked about this.
That's what I, Timon, that's literally what I said. I said I can't choose between both because I can see the rationale in both.
But and I need can see you to choose because that's what we're doing here. We have options.
I can't choose.
Right? It's not even just choose.
Because he can compromise in the first one the same way I know he can compromise in the second one in some weird way.
What the fucking compromise?
What?
Why didn't you come up with a compromise?
I said that earlier. Y'all weren't listening to me. I said in the first scenario where he go his hunting, he can go hunting because guess what? That 1 month doesn't take away from the rest of the year that I will probably see him and we'll be spending time and doing shit together. Okay, so him going away hunting with his bros is not a big deal. That's what I said.
I already said it. What about you, Natanya?
What?
Because you're afraid your man taking dick in the bushes. I don't know why you think your man was going to go away.
I said that for the first scenario of him leaving for 3 months out of the year.
All right. No, that's a scenario change. One.
And I said I agree with Peeween. I wouldn't have an issue with it.
Okay, so 1 month isn't the issue, but 3 months is. Fighting for his country, exactly. Trying to protect you from enemies.
For me, I thought the scenario that Timon was talking about was he go away every 3 months per year. So I was like, oh shit, that really do add up to 6 months or something that I won't seem like half a year. You know, when you put all the months together. But Timon clarified it's just 1 month. Per year, so for me, it's not that deep. I got other stuff I can.
If the man going away 3 months a year to fucking hunt, that's work. He getting paid.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. He did get bull in the bush. Donkey's
like, he getting paid. So I feel like
we going on hunts. They are hunting for sport.
What's wrong with going game?
What?
They want ask. It's probably personal.
What you like? You like game, man?
Why would you even assume that?
That's not it, because why you the man in the fucking...
You love man. You love man.
Hold on. This is my theory. This is my theory. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
I know where this is going.
Nathania was into a guy, right? And the guy said,
"What the fuck would you have
like you, into me? Right? And they started dating, and then she came home and saw this chest, and she's like, what's in this chest? He's like, leave my chest alone. She's like, okay. And he went to work, and she said, actually, what in a fucking chest? She opened the chest, right? And she saw some toys. She's like, what the fuck? He don't use these on me, right? So she now kind of figured out, like, he just have a whole bunch of toys he use on bitches. This nigga dirty, right? Then he comes home.
Because he not putting his dick in them. It's the toys.
It's the toys, right? But they don't care.
Wait. I know this is off topic. Mm-hmm. So, Nathaniel, would it be okay if I didn't fuck the bitch, I used some toys on her?
and then sent it home happy.
Yeah, so like I fucked it with a dildo, but it's not, you know, I use my dick. Like, is that okay? Is that cheating? I've been touched a bit.
I am not.
That is cheating as fuck for me.
I will kill you and send you to an early grave.
How? I didn't touch them.
I will kill you and send you to an early grave.
Okay, so let me give you another scenario, right? So you and a man, right? Y'all doing a threesome with a woman. He did in the ass and she did in the vagina. Oh. So y'all did touch.
Yeah? Wait, what?
What?
Double penetration with two guys?
You know the ass is a part of the vagina, right? I just want y'all to know that. So no, she's actually correct.
I won't hear what she said, because I did not understand that.
I feel like if you and Khalid smash it, hold on, let me see if I get this right, Kesley. If you and Khalid, Jaren, have a thing in the bedroom and y'all, you know, double penetrating. Well, I shouldn't say double penetrating because that's the same hole. Khalid going in body, you go in the vagina. And one of them slip out and touch the other dick. Like your dick.
No, it's not. Dick. You're not slipping out. You're in the vagina.
Oh, so double penetration.
And you're touching. Yes. Do you know that the vagina is a part of your asshole is a part of the vagina? I want you to know that. You have to stop fucking bitches if you didn't know that. Stop fucking bitches if you didn't know that.
Natalia, the asshole not her is vagina. Anyways. Anyways, double penetration. So she put
this from nobody that doesn't have a vagina.
So you put your penis in the girl's vagina, and then Jan said, "Well, space," and then put his penis in the same vagina, stretched out a little bit. And now your dick's touching each other while it's in his vagina.
That's gay.
But it's an accident, though.
So it's not an accident. That's purpose.
Two men and one woman is questionable, anyways.
Yeah.
That's automatically
question. This is how it's gay, right? This is how it's gay. Because you have to make space for the other man to fit in between her legs for both y'all to get into the vagina together. No, you're going to be really, bro, you're going to be like this.
You're going to be over.
With the other guy, bro. Like, y'all going to be really close.
No, because one guy could be on his back and she on him. And then you're going to have to step over him to get in. Oh, my.
That's even more gay.
No, you're trying to tell me. Me and you are bang dong Natanya.
Yeah, okay, so you on your back, Natanya reverse on you. Yeah. Mm-hmm, and then Jaren just walk up over fail leg at them and then dick in Natanya.
Yeah.
And so every time he push his dick rub or fade dick inside of push you out.
I feel like that's even more gay. Because I'm on top of the
gay.
So because I make sure eye contact every time Natanya shifts her head to the left, I go make eye contact.
I'm not afraid.
If you say Khalid, you put him in the back and Jana put him in the front in the same position, I go in the same hole for no reason.
Same hole.
If I
was stretch out the wife to get a time, no.
Stretch out the wife together goes crazy.
that is wild, you know what I mean? But if you don't want them, you don't want me to mind.
But that's what Sammy was saying in the whole thing, a threesome with two guys gay.
First of all, this scenario is non-existent because nobody's going into my butthole, my asshole. Nobody.
Just a name.
You're right. The double penetration. Yeah. Khalid.
Not even.
Khalid. You buy your own toys for the girl, them.
Khalid, why are you quiet, Katie?
Khalid, Maria to you. Maria to you. Own fucking toys.
So yeah, back to Natanya, her gay story. So now, so she find this chest, right? And she's like, what the fuck? All these toys, who this for? So she get pissed that he using these toys on women, right? And he's like, nah, I'm not using these toys on women. And she's like, well, you're not gonna use these toys.
Oh my God, we never do it enough, man, for this to even happen to me, but go ahead.
You're not gonna use these on me if you use them on other women. He's like, I never use them on no other woman. So who they for? Mine. For what? For us, right? And you look at them and you see no kind of receipt, no kind of wrapper. They've been over for about a couple of years. So you're like, so So you're saying, okay, if these are for us, let's go through them. Say, so going through them, you're seeing anal beads, strap-ons, dildos, a couple of roses for some reason, right? Just to throw you off for a loop, right? And you realize, wait, this man, every time I touch his ass when we fucking, he cannot, right? You're like, that weird. But you just assume that he was just hitting the pose, like, real nice, you know? But now everything, now that you see this, and you see the toys, everything start connecting all of a sudden now. Like the puzzle pieces finally going together, the strings connecting, like, this nigga gay, oh right? But you can't just say that. So now Natalia trying to figure out, like, how can I
just say that? Communication.
Natalia don't want to just, this man is giving her a good life, treating her nice. She just followed the deep secret that he'd been keeping, right?
They married?
No. Never mind. Okay. So Natalia decided, all right, I'm gonna put my shit on, you know, on pause and be a little freak tonight, right? So Natalia started doing her thing and let her finger travel. That boy didn't even stop her, brush her off. Natalia said, Natalia said, how deep can I go? So Natalia go one finger, pinky.
Oh, God.
She put up the pinky. She said, maybe he can't feel that because, you know, he fought the night time, then he's all alone. Right? So she said, all right, how about these nails? Let me go with middle finger. So Natalia go in, and the boy said, right? And Natalia said, this fucking bitch, right? So Natalia put out to say, what the fuck, man? Right? You know, she has a cuss. So Natalia like, what the fuck, man? Fuck, wow. Gay. Ah. And the mom's like, no, you don't understand. He touched my prostate. He's like, bitch, what? You always said, I got cancer, that's why. Right? So you're trying to lie to yourself to being gay, right? So Natalia's like, I can't believe this. You ate at my mother's house, you bitch, right? So now, check, like, boss. Disrespectful, right? They just say utensils, and he out here just sucking dick with her mouth, right? So Natalia upset. So she went and she just left this guy, right? But then she see this guy having fun at the Pride Parade. Now everybody know that he gay. Before he was just in the before he was in the closet. But the thing is, it's because Natalia was the last person to date him where he actually hit harder, because they think Natalia turned him gay. And that's why she hate gay guys.
We hope my turn somebody gay. Somebody can pong out their horn.
You know, you're an interesting person. And that's the scenario.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question. This is for all the guys. All
right.
You have a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you killed someone before, like, years ago.
I killed somebody years ago?
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm asking, the scenario.
I'm going to use Khaled's terminology. Yo, bang out somebody years ago.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And they say something. For example, the girl Sheer that y'all have small dicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know you don't have a small dick, and you know you don't have a small dick. Why would you message her and be like, did you feel sorry for me?
Because
you're sorry for you and what?
You never really know if your dick's small or not. It
can, no, just, you it, know. It's
bigger
you
than
know.
Other people, you but know. You.
Not really.
Tanya, I'm going to be real with you, right? Right, like having a fucking 7, having a fucking 8, it's still not that big, no. Cause then you see some other
fucking 10s and 9s.
Like you see some other people, bro. You go watch a porn. You go watch a porn.
Come back.
Listen.
Party go burn up here tonight.
Man, my dick like his hand. You're like, what the fuck?
Bro, when you see man that got some big fucking, some fucking like hook dick that they.
Nobody wants that. Well, me personally, I don't want that.
You neither me. I don't there. Want nothing 9, 8.
Keep that over.
It's everybody. It's everybody perception of big though, because like realistically speaking, these women don't even know fucking length. Yeah, what unit are we using? Show me 5 inches. Measure across your face.
You just have a tape measure.
No, show me across your face. 5 inches. Because they really don't know. They don't estimate. Okay. They don't fucking
know.
Do trades. They never use a tape measure on a regular to
well,
know.
I was gonna say that with a tape measure on our guy, but
with girth, I think this is.
Natalia, you didn't just fucking say girth.
That's about 6, right?
Natalia, no? You did not. Natalia, put it down. You didn't just.
Wait. Kayleen, that's not six.
That's not six. Your iPhone is about 6.5.
I have an XR.
Your iPhone is 6.5.
The XR?
Probably 7. That's the max?
No, depending on what phone you have. I have the XR. This is what the market looks like standing up next to the thing. Like, it's still, like, you can't see the marker in the frame.
What phone do you have? A Plus?
Pro Max? Yes.
Okay. No.
6.7 is the Pro Max. Max is
the big one?
Yeah, 6.7.
Yes, I have the big one.
So it's just a little bit over 6.5.
Okay.
I didn't hear
you. Yeah, so anything between 6 and 7.5 is fine.
Yeah,
anything
same
below 6? Out of here. Get the fuck out of here, little dick ass nigga. Get out of here.
Anything bigger, I'm running to.
You know, I used to be interested. Like, you know, them niggas with micro penis, they be having mad confidence, right? And I'm like,
For what reason? I don't know. For what reason? Why? Why do you have confidence?
The reason they have confidence is because they know they dick small. When you don't have a fucking, when you're dick in a zone by itself, right? You can't really, like, bro, like for me, right? Timon, I run a fucking...
Are you trying to tell us something?
How big is it?
No.
Right. No,
yeah. I'm just questioning. Yeah, like, you're both telling us how big you see the dog.
And I know, Kayleen, let's try to get this answer now.
I'm kind of curious. Kayleen, you will get your answer. Just go on, cool. But anyway, it's like me, right? I run a 20 minute, 57 seconds, 3 mile, right?
It's not because
a slow 3 mile is like fucking 23 minutes, but a fast 3 mile is fucking 17.
Mm.
So, like, you know, you there in the middle, it's like, yo, what the fuck, bro?
Ain't good. Ain't shit.
You really got, like, you see other people faster, it's like, fuck. Then you see other people slower, it's like, fuck them. You don't want to compare yourself to them, like, they're nothing. You know what I mean?
Bro, I'm telling you personally, having a little dick, you're non-existent in the male world. Like, yo, nobody wants you.
I don't think so, because they have women who literally go in for average and below. Fetishes. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Fetish, it's a real thing.
They're not winning, bro.
They're not winning. They're out here winning somebody.
They're not winning at all.
Look, I talked to one of my friends the other day, right? And she was telling me a story.
Stop having these conversations.
No, I just be having random conversations. It just happened.
You just lie.
I can
tell you right now. It's your lie.
I don't have these conversations anymore because, you know.
Yeah, I personally don't just sit down and just have sexual conversation with people because I'm like, it just always come off as a crazy scenario I had.
It's weird to know.
Yeah. Because, anyways, I'm not going there. It pisses me off sometimes. But she was telling me, this is an old story, so it wasn't the other day. And because I'm pretty sure I told it on a podcast before. She was telling me how she met this guy.
Okay, at least you want to figure out the Sunday test.
Can you? No?
What did you say, Jaron?
Kayleen, you want to figure out the Sunday best?
Stand up for me. Let me see your uniform. Let me see your pants. Already.
I'll wait till you're done, buddy.
Wait, no.
Anyways, so she say, right, she had two dicks that she enjoyed. One of them was like average and the other one stretched her out, right? She said she liked getting stretched out, so she preferred a thicker, bigger dick because she don't have to go as low, as less work for her to do. She can still enjoy her shit. It's big, right? The second one, which was the average-ish one, was her G-spot where he put it in. Yeah, do no wrong. He put it in, he hit it. But even though that one gave her the most orgasm, she's still, like, in stretch. So my thing is, it just comes down to preference. Because, like, no matter what you have, it just depends on who you fucking and how you fucking.
It literally depends on what you have.
Yeah, so if them aren't the average guys really know how to put in their work because they had their experience, and then microbands really know how to rubber tape with their dick, hey.
They be tripping.
might as well just use your finger and call it a day.
Like, I don't understand why you mix with the tool. It don't matter which tool you use, the tongue, the finger, the micro.
If women like to trip so much, right? Then what's wrong with the micro penis guy just rubbing his fucking dick on their clit all night?
That's the thing. It's not gonna happen to me. It can happen to her.
If he's smart, if she's
dead lesbians.
You can't put your finger in she back and push down to G spot now. So when you
pick it,
you can start.
Listen, you. She don't fucking have one sexual chocolate.
But hold on.
This is my open splash box for the weekend, though.
I thought you were child of the game.
This is a real question, right? This is a real question.
Mm.
So these micro dick niggas, right? They got big balls, or they balls shrink too?
Shrink, right? No, their voice is high pitched.
Let me tell you something, right? The balls be bigger than their dick, bro.
So what, they put their balls in the vagina just for fun?
I don't know what they do, but
that have to be my thing, dog. I have to let you like put my balls in you and then tell you do kegels.
I think that might be a thing. I wouldn't put it past.
Yeah, humans. They need to do something. Like, let me feel.
Okay,
I'll make you tap my stomach so I can come.
That there's somebody out there who'll be putting balls in their vagina.
When niggas say balls deep, it's the niggas with the micro dicks that'll be talking.
I can't argue because I don't know.
Timon, that's why I keep telling Timon that Timon stay in your fucking lane. You just love subbing. You're loving a sub too much. We're gonna defend them far. You realize that the little dick niggas not defending big dick niggas because they're literally their nemesis.
It's not my problem if they don't like
me. Yeah, I feel like at some point they just have to.
Okay, Timon.
I feel for real. What do you do for body count? How they claim bodies?
They can't.
I don't believe it, because suppose the man just fly, the boy get hoes. Suppose the man legit have a secret.
In order for them to claim bodies, they would have to go to the morgue.
Okay, what if he only sex at night, right? Lights off and everything, and he always have a strap on. Y'all never know. His strap on off, he pull the pin, so he's lying down. When you go in the bedroom, you put the pin in, and then you just go to town. She never knows.
You know too much, man.
I'm asking, this is, but I don't know how strap-ons even work.
You just strap it on you, and then it's a dildo attached like a strap.
Is it a double-sided? Yeah. No, does the woman wearing it get anything out of it?
Yo, I think it is double-sided.
It depends.
Yeah,
they got some of them that's like shaping like some underwear type shit.
See, I just learned something today, because I always wondered.
You never been to a sex shop?
Why am I looking at strap-ons?
No, you just casually walk.
No man, say I have one. Why am I looking at it?
You just casually walk around a sex shop and you might come across.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I've never been in a sex shop. Well, I've been in one.
I can take you.
Yeah, I went in to get like one of them. What call it? Them. What the fucking one name? Another three name one?
Well,
the big Mike looking one.
Call it,
that boy got to the fucking shop. What you sell? What's he? You got in the chest.
I have gone in his bathroom for real.
I'm out of that place. He had everything.
I'm out of town. Fucking with it around.
Khaled, I can't have my sex life on the internet like that, man.
Well,
you know, I'm a born again Christian.
Hello.
So, Jaron, you don't think that Khaled is weird for having sex toys? Because I could have sworn earlier you was mouthing something different.
No. Look. You see, personally,
that one day, but he was white. Yeah. What I want to name. The one?
It's called Luna.
Personally, I wouldn't have any sex toys because, for one, if me as the man have the sex toys, that means I can't be using it
on anybody. Yeah, yeah.
Because then that's fucking.
That's just dirty, even though you
could. Yeah,
yeah. That's what I mean. They go think it's dirty, even if it's clean.
No reason for me to have sex toys. It's like every girl that I go to, they have their toys, and then we utilize that.
But like for me to have sex toys, that's kind of strange. But yeah, Khaled probably in a relationship. Or who knows? Khaled probably just giving all of these girls.
he keep the fucking tagging a pristine condition. so every time they come on, you say, guess what I just bought? He came with a fucking package. So you know he came up, put it right back inside.
You open it.
That's just foul.
What?
Oh shit.
If somebody was supposed to be reusing the toys on like different girls, that's literally
foul. I don't know how to have them bleach work.
I would not do that.
See, I don't have a woman. So I have no reason to have any toys. Plus, for me to have it's just strange. But hey, I respect the hustle. Like she get the toy plate at his crib. She get the toy plate.
No, but I feel like, especially that big wand thing, I feel like some men are intimidated by that.
I feel like I'd only be intimidated if I asked you, how much did I use this week? I say, oh, was 14?
No, because you know how big that thing is in real life.
Which one?
It's huge.
No, she just went for it. It was big. It's the big one. Yeah, that one.
No, that's
the one with the mic.
That one, that's for her to hold. Cause I can't work and be holding that big ass thing.
Dude, I can't work.
Yeah, you just grab your hand and throw
it. Can't multitask.
No, I get it. It's just uncomfortable for real sometimes. Bro. But like, do some work too now. The fuck.
I can't understand the rules because when me just catch the rules by my belly and just press on the kitty. You understand?
Hey.
I just do what I have to do. You know what I mean? What.
I guess you can really do it to it. You can hold it, but you have to really lean into it and brace yourself with the other hand.
Yeah. But you know the hip work. You know what I mean? And long as you got the hip work, no one pack your shit.
Khaled,
yo,
six pack. What can I catch you? You have to
fetch in.
Hi.
The leg and the up, right? You understand me? Yeah. Yeah, half over, and you press and just dip in. You know what I mean? The upper body now move. The upper body steady. You understand? What you see me have some ass, so me thrust in, right? And we love going deep. We love going dick in there. You know what I mean? So you hold and you dip in.
Khaled, no, I get what you say, right? I get what you say. We have fun, right? The way how my fucking core is, right? Because of how fucking flat my core is. Right? So, you know, I will put on 20 pounds.
Bro, just tell you how the fucking rose bass. She had an ammonia grab pillow, so just tell you.
You see, but Timon.
Communicate.
Timon, no. She then now they can't focus on like grabbing the thing. Because, Timon.
I get you.
You apply fucking pressure. You apply pressure. She hands a fucking shake. She not have no fucking. There's no stability.
And they don't fucking appreciate all the work you're doing now.
I understand, but woman.
Who is
there? I can't relate.
Boss, one time, me putting some work. You catch me? And man, not alive. I just the day I wake up, all the time my Asian neighbor, I just tell me, nah, man, hi, hello. You know what I mean? But me tell you the come of the night. You know what I mean? I must say, yeah, do a little thing tonight, you know.
Wait,
the next day, the man come out. What's going on, man? How are you? I'm like, oh, what?
The man want you for me, wife was. He's a cook.
She don't want to tell him that. I mean, I think she wants another
one. Boy, they clean out the closet for where the costume or peach
you. You know, there's sensor light, right, on the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, poor. You know what I mean? Me do, you know what I mean? And then I see the light turn on. So I say, "Cat, what the fuck is going on the boy? Cause me know, you know what I mean? At night,
raccoon.
Nobody supposed to hold it. What? Me no boy, you know."
Anyways, guys, it's getting late.
Yeah.
I see y'all enjoying yourselves. We got to say this for another time. I know what y'all have to do tomorrow, but I have shit to do.
Yeah, we got to play Fortnite tomorrow.
I guess we can.
I don't have a system anymore. I sold my system.
Yeah.
Jaron, stop lying.
Deadass, I saw my PlayStation. I can get my computer, but I don't feel if I get my computer, then I'm not gonna be productive anymore.
And better his life. He'll get one in the future.
Nathaniel, I ain't gonna lie to you, right? I learned that since I don't have that much self-control, just put the things away from me. Like, I just keep it away from me. That way, I don't fucking indulge.
Man, like, you have to get knuckle. Because how? Why you don't have self-control?
Because he just don't in certain things. The man for the solution. I can't argue with him.
I saw this girl. She looked good. So I go approach her girl, right? Then I walk down the road and I see another one, but she looks. I'm gonna go approach her. And then that day I approached like 7 women in one day. I was like, yo, what is wrong with you?
They look good. Not for your fault.
That was my logic.
Act like you had bitches before.
That was my logic. I was like, bro, you know, you need to work on it. So now when I see women and they look good, I try to close my eyes.
I would call a police for you. If I was walking and I'm like, yeah, I'm looking fly. And I see a man literally look at me and shut his eyes. I'm like, what the fuck is, what? No, this is a problem. He's sending a signal to somebody. Oh, he's sketchy as fuck. I'm calling the police.
Jarlan is just sick.
Hey, I'm working on it.
Hey, that's all I can ask for, you know? All right.
Hey, yo, bud.
Kayleen, thanks for coming. Natalia, thanks for coming. Kesley, thanks for coming. Savion, thanks for coming. Khalid, thanks for coming. Jaron, thanks for coming.
Yeah, sorry, I'm coming late.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thanks for having me. Big up.
Y'all gave me pure entertainment for the night.
Hey.
Oh, I forget he's still living.
Yeah, because he's mad quiet, dude, just sucking it all in.
I was having a live podcast. Holly, Papa, Holly, 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 darling, 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 please stop driving me crazy. Oh, no.